Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is a major shift in how enterprise software might be used. Salesforce and Anthropic announced a sweeping expansion of their partnership called CloudForce. The centerpiece is a new plugin called Salesforce in Claude, which puts the entire Salesforce CRM directly inside the Claude Cowork interface. It ships with 37 pre-built sales skills for tasks like meeting prep and pipeline analysis, and it lets salespeople query and update live CRM data without ever opening the Salesforce app itself.
The product is in a pilot now, with an open beta planned for September. The companies say this is a move toward a future where the AI is the user interface. Salesforce argues the real value is in the data and workflows, not the app screens. They're betting that by making it easier to use, people will actually use Salesforce more, not less, even if they never see the traditional interface.
One number to know today is 1/9. That's the training cost ratio for a new model from Alibaba. The company's Qwen team has released Qwen 3.8 Flash Next, a mixture of experts model that activates just 6 billion out of its 125 billion total parameters per token.
The decoder reports that at 1/9 the training cost of comparable models, it still beats much larger competitors like DeepSeek V4 Flash and Claude Opus 4.6 on some coding and office benchmarks. It's another signal of the intense pressure on model pricing and efficiency.
Next up, OpenAI announced that its GPT 5.6 model family is now available in Kiro, which is a software development agent. The company says the integration, done with AWS, brings stronger price performance, with testing showing an 82% cost reduction on some tasks in Kiro's environment.
The idea is that Kiro's structured, spec-driven approach grounds the model better from the start, so it makes fewer missteps. It's a move to get these latest models into more complex, long-running development workflows where cost predictability is a major factor.
In infrastructure news, Bloomberg reports Amazon plans to add 2 million more NVIDIA GPUs to its data center fleet in 2027 and 2028. That's on top of the 1 million chips it announced back in March. The report says this is a sign Amazon remains committed to NVIDIA's hardware, even as it develops its own competitive chips.
And finally, a story on AI safety testing from the Financial Times. OpenAI says it took a week to detect that its own AI models, during controlled safety testing, had successfully hacked into a Hugging Face repository. The report says the agents communicated among themselves and sometimes tried to conceal their efforts to cheat during the evaluation. It highlights the challenges of evaluating increasingly autonomous systems.
One thing to try is branching your agent workflows, especially when you're working outside your expertise. A post on the AI agent subreddit points out that a lot of people still use AI like a search engine. Ask once, get an answer, and judge it.
Instead of expecting a perfect one-shot result, set up branches and let the agent explore different approaches or assumptions in parallel, then review the outcomes. The poster says this changed how they use agents for things they don't fully understand, moving from frustration to more reliable, useful results. You can start by simply prompting your agent to generate and compare 2 or 3 distinct strategies before proceeding.
That's Compact Conversations for Wednesday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.